Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Conoce más sobre el máster. Apúntate a la próxima sesión informativa en Madrid, Valencia y Barcelona. Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaugan.com.
A 200 metros gire a la derecha. Después en la rotonda tome la segunda salida y habrá llegado a un nivel de inglés C1.
Olvida los atajos que no funcionan. Si este año quieres dar un buen impulso a tu nivel de inglés, tu destino es Vaughan Town, un lugar único en España donde aprenderás de verdad. 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Vivirás el inglés con multitud de actividades que te ayudarán a desarrollar tus capacidades y mejorar tu inglés en todos los terrenos. Ponte en marcha, te estamos esperando. Las plazas son limitadas. Llama ahora al 911-335-833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
El 18 y 19 de julio, por la tarde, te esperamos en Bilbao en el taller gratuito para toda la familia. Infórmate en nuestra delegación de Bilbao. El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Jessica, Annabelle, and Jesus. How are you guys?
Fine.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. I'm not bad at all either. We actually have to find a new name for Annabelle, because we have Jessica, we have Jesus, and we have Julia, and Annabelle.
And Janabelle.
And Janabelle, yeah. Janabelle. So today you're Janabelle. All right, let's take a look at the Twitter question. Today I want to know how you say bicho in English. How do you say bicho? ¿Quieres un bicho? Bicho. How do you say that? How do you say that in English? That's what, well, no, ¿quieres un bicho? Sino como se dice bicho. How do you say the word bicho in English? Do you guys remember? Don't say it. Don't say it. But do you remember? Mm-hmm. Yes? Yes. Three letters. It's got three letters. Yes. Yes. It does have three letters. So let's see. Let's see what you guys out there come up with. It's one of my favorite Spanish words. And if I really like someone, I call them bicho. Bichito mío. And then the same thing, if I really like someone and I see pictures of their hands, for example, I say, ay, qué patita. So I animalize everything, or insecticize, I think you can say. Anyway, so today I want to know how you say bicho. And while you think about it, we're going to do question mix number 51. 51. So it goes like this. Will you wash your hair tonight, Annabelle?
No, I won't.
All right. I like summer, and you?
Yes, I
like summer.
I do.
Mm-mm.
No, and so do I.
So do I. Very good. What's another option? I like
me too.
Me too. Very good. Or the long version?
I love summer too.
Too. That's it. Very good. I like summer too. So do I, or me too. Those are the three options to say yo también. Yo también, no, a mí también me gusta verano, o a mí también. Will you get a haircut soon, Jesus?
Yes, today.
All right.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. So tomorrow you're going to be...
Not today, this afternoon.
Yeah, but I won't see you this afternoon. So tomorrow I'll see you with your new haircut.
Of course.
Okay, all right.
No hair tomorrow.
No hair?
No.
You're going to shave your hair. Very short. You're going
very
to cut
short.
It very short. Okay.
Very short.
Well, I'm curious.
Yes.
All right. Who's going to take time off in July? You or me?
Neither of us take off.
Who is going to take time off in July? Is okay. going to take time off.
Neither of us take...
Is going.
Is going to take off in
to
July.
To take time off?
To take Time off in July.
Very good, but not time.
Time.
Time. Very good, very good. Tell me to talk to Jesus and look at Annabelle.
Talk to Jesus and look at Annabelle.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She is telling you to talk to you and look at Annabelle.
No. Can you repeat?
Look to Jesus.
Look at Jesus.
Look at Jesus.
No, it's actually talk to Jesus.
Talk to Jesus and look at Annabelle.
Annabelle. Very good. Talk to Jesus and look at Annabelle. So what is she telling me?
She's telling you to talk to me.
Yes.
And look at Annabelle.
Very good. So what does she want me to do, Annabelle?
She wants you
mm-hmm.
to
talk
Jesus.
To talk to Jesus.
To talk to Jesus and look at me.
Very good. All right. Very good. Are you swimming or diving, Jesus? Are you swimming or diving right now?
I'm doing either.
I'm not doing either. You're not doing either. Very good. Am I pointing at myself or am I pointing at you?
You're not pointing either.
You're not pointing
at either.
You're not pointing at either. Very good. Annabelle, tell me to look at you and listen to Jessica.
Julia, talk to me.
Look at me.
Look at me and point at...
And listen.
Julia, look at me and mm-hmm. pointing
and
at...
And listen.
And listen at...
To?
And listen to Jessica.
Again.
Julia, look at me mm-hmm. and listen to Jessica.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to look at her and pointing at Jessica.
Listen
and
to Jessica.
Listening to Jessica.
Again.
She's telling you to look at you, at her, and listening to...
And listen.
And listen to Jessica.
And listen.
And listen.
To Jessica. Very Jessica. Good. So what is she telling me?
She's telling you to look at Jesus and...
No.
No.
To look at?
To look at her.
Yes.
And point at me.
And listen to you.
And listen to me.
All right. Very good. And how often do you do your laundry, Annabelle? How often do you do your laundry?
Laundry? Lavanderia.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We have a new way of asking questions here at Bond Systems, at English O'Clock, which is laundry... which is basically, what does laundry mean? That's the same question. What does laundry mean? Nowadays is laundry... Go, Annabelle.
I often go to the laundry.
You often go to the laundry? But how often do you do your laundry?
How often do laundry?
You often do laundry. But how often? Like twice a week? Once a month? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
No tiene idea lo que está diciendo.
Lavandería, ¿no?
¿Cuántas veces lavas la ropa? No, entonces, la colada. Laundry es la colada. ¿Cuántas veces haces la colada?
Más.
I
often do
laundry. Whose laundry? My laundry or your laundry?
My laundry.
That's it. I often do my laundry.
I often
do
my laundry.
Very good. Very good. Do you like to eat pizza?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you like to be surprised, Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And how old is Boris Izaguirre? He was born on September 29th in 1965. So he's technically not 53 years old because it's not September the 29th yet. So how old is he? He's about to turn 53. Very good. So he is
52.
Which means he is
in his early 50s.
That's it. Very good. I don't have a second last name. And you, Annabelle?
Me neither.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do. What's your mom's last name?
Ah, okay. yes. Bueno, me too.
But I don't have one. If I don't have one, but you do have one, we're not agreeing.
I have a second middle.
A second last name.
A second last name.
Very good. A second last name is su segundo apellido. I don't have one. I mean, I could take on my mom's maiden name. So it would be Julia Natalia Nowicki Posmic. But we would never We would never use it. And it's not in my passport. It's not in my Polish ID. It's not in my passport. So technically I have one, but it's not like in your ID, it says Anabel Merchan
Gomez.
So that Gomez is your second last name.
So you don't have eight last name, Polish name.
I don't have, no, I don't have eight.
Yeah.
I do not. I mean, I could probably, but no, no, no. Anyways, what is Rosie to Andy if Andy is Rosie's husband?
Andy is Rosie's wife.
No, Andy's Rosie's husband. The question is, what is Rosie to Andy if Andy is Rosie's husband?
Rosie is Andy's wife.
Yes, Rosie is Andy's wife. Very good. And is there a restaurant near this office, Annabelle?
Yes, there is.
Very good. And are there any car parks near here?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Is there a bookshop close to your house?
Yes, there is.
Give me the full answer.
Yes, there is a bookshop near my house.
Mm-mm. Is there a bookshop close to your house?
Yes, there is a bookshop close to my house.
Very good. And how many zodiac signs are there? Annabelle, how many zodiac signs are there?
There are, I don't know.
One kind of a month.
12.
Yeah, there are 12 zodiac signs. Not especially, well, one for January, because you know that they go from like the 20th of a month until the 20th of the following month. But there are 12. Very good. And how many teeth does a grown-up usually have? Jesus.
32.
Yes. A grown-up usually has 32 teeth. Unless your one has fallen out, then you have fewer teeth than that. And what's 100 plus 87? Annabelle, 100 plus 87. What's 100 plus 87?
172. 87.
Qué malo eres, Jesus.
You.
You. Yo. John, por lo menos no me río en voz alta. What's 100 plus 87?
100. 187.
Yeah, it's 187. And 87. Very good. And what is Paris famous for?
Paris is famous for its tower.
For its tower. Very good. And what nationality is Philip Johnson? What nationality is Philip Johnson?
He's American.
He's American. Very good. And do teachers have a lot of responsibility?
Yes, they do.
Very good. And is English difficult for you?
Yes, it is.
Very good. And can you cook curry? Can you cook curry?
I don't know what curry.
All right. I don't know what curry is.
I don't know what curry is.
All right. If you pronounce it in a Spanish way, do you know now? If you pronounce, instead of curry, you say curry. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Yes. So can you cook curry?
Yes, I do.
Can you cook curry?
Yes, I can.
Very good. Are we running or walking, Jessica?
We are doing either.
We're not doing either. Very good. Tell me to look at you and listen to Annabelle.
Look at me and listen to Annabelle.
What is he telling me?
He's telling you to look at him and listen to Annabelle.
So very good. So what does he want me to do?
What
does he want me to do?
He wants you to look at Jesus and listen to me.
Very good, very good. And is there a beehive in this room, Jesus?
What?
Now, dear listeners, you
can
wouldn't
you
say
repeat,
that.
Please?
You wouldn't, if somebody asks you a question, you wouldn't say, what?
No.
Is there a bee? Can you repeat, please? Is the polite
repeat,
way? What? Is there a beehive in this room? Is there a beehive in this room?
No. No, it's not.
Is there?
No, there isn't.
Very good. Apostamos. Apostamos. ¿Quién apuesta que Jesus sabe que es beehive? What is a beehive, Jesus?
I don't know. I can't remember. I've heard it.
You've heard the word, but you don't remember.
No.
A beehive is where bees live. So it's usually a round-ish kind of structure where bees, it's the home of the bees or wasps. A beehive. Un
avispero.
Un
panal. Well, panal is in the cases.
Yeah, yeah. But a beehive, if you type in beehive, let's actually take a look.
Una colmena.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Beehive. Colmena. Yes. But if you look at it, it's usually, if it's not human made, it's usually not rectangular.
Wild,
exactly. If it's natural, it's got kind of a round ish. It's not so, it's not completely round, but it's oval, for example. So the typical picture of Winnie the Pooh playing with a beehive, it's kind of an oval shaped casita de abejas. All right, so that's a beehive. And how many millimeters does a fingernail grow per week? What do you think, Jessica?
How many millimeters per week?
Yes.
None. Maybe one?
0.7 millimeters. More or less. It depends. It depends. I have a very strange friend. Her fingernails grow really quickly, but then her toenails do not grow at all. And my weird friend is Jessica. I wish this happened to me because my fingernails grow really slowly and my toenails grow in a normal speed. So if I paint my toenails, it grows out, while my friends, they paint them once at the beginning of summer and that's it. They're done for the summer because their toenails don't grow. Anyway, so 0.7 millimeters is more or less what a fingernail grows per week. And are you going to go to the hairdressers today, Annabelle?
No, I don't.
Are you going to go?
No, they aren't.
Are you going to go?
No,
are you?
I'm not.
I'm not. Very good. And will you clean your apartment this weekend, Jesus?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Do you know how to play poker?
No, I don't.
Very good. Is Jesus riding a horse or riding a donkey right now?
He's not doing either.
But is he riding a horse or is he riding a donkey?
He's not riding.
Yes.
Either.
Very good. And are there any giraffes in Africa?
Yes, there are.
Very good. And where in Spain is León? Where in Spain is León?
León is in Castilla León.
Very good. And where is that in Spain?
This is in the north, center, west.
All right, north, center, west, and qué quedamos?
Northwest.
Okay, of Spain. Very good.
Of Spain.
And do you enjoy watching TV, Annabelle?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And are you watching TV right now?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Can you watch TV every day?
Yes, I can.
Very good. Will you watch TV later, Annabelle?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Are you going to watch TV on Sunday?
Yes, I am.
All right. Very good. Now let's take a look at vocabulary booklets. Number one, we're going to do, because we haven't done list one yet, I think. No, I don't think we have done that. So we're going to review list 36, which is the last vocabulary list from booklet one, which goes like this. Equipaje.
Luggage or baggage.
Or baggage.
Baggage.
Yes, not v. It's b.
Baggage.
Baggage.
Or luggage.
Very good. Menos que.
Lesson.
¿En?
Lesson.
Less?
On.
No. Lesson es una lección. Menos que. Less than.
Less than.
Yes. Less than. Perdedor.
Loser.
Loser. Very good. Is important?
Loser.
Loser. It's a z sound. It's not a sound. In Spanish, I said that when did we have the last program? Wednesday, I think. We talked about it. It's not loser. I know a lot of Spanish people in Spanish say, bueno, que loser, no? But it's loser. In English, it's loser. Repeat.
Loser.
Loser. Very good. Quizás.
Perhaps.
¿En?
Perhaps.
Very good. Bastante.
Quite.
Quite. Very good. Lentamente.
Slowly.
Very good. Así que o por tanto.
Therefore.
Therefore. Give me another word. Two letters only. Starting with S. And finishing with O. Two letters. Starting with S. And
so.
Yes.
So.
Alguien. Jesus. Alguien.
Someone. Somebody.
Very good. Algo.
Something.
Something. Very good. A veces.
From time to time.
Or.
Sometime. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Very good. Sello.
Stamp.
Very good. Piscina.
Swimming pool.
Yes. Ir de compras.
To go shopping.
Yes, darse prisa.
To hurry.
To hurry, very good. Enviar.
To send.
Enviar.
To send.
Cantar.
To sing.
To sing, very good. Sentarse.
To sit.
To sit where? To sit up
to
or
sit down.
Yes, to sit down, very good. Dormir.
To sleep.
Yes. Llevar o tomar.
To take.
Yes. Intentar.
To try.
Mm-hmm. Despertarse.
To wake up.
Ajá. Uh-huh. Ganar.
To win.
Yes. Calentito.
Calentito. Warm.
Warm. Very good. Débil.
Week.
And ganador.
Winner.
Winner. Winner. Winner. Very good. Winner. Very good. All right. We still have time before the break to do a number dictation, which is considered a basic, which will make you pay me a euro for every or derivatives. By the way, nobody has paid me yet. Just saying. Just saying. All right. So we're going to do number dictation line 15. So you have it in the English O'Clock book. You can do it now with us. And then you can check in the English O'Clock book whether you wrote down the correct numbers. It's line number 15 that we're going to do. And the first number we can start saying when Jesus finally has taken out his piece of paper and his pen. All right. So the first number goes like this. 824,987. Number two is 73,647. Number three, 22,201. Then we have 431,812. Then we have 9,989, and the last one is 2,822. Did we get them all?
No.
No?
Yes.
Do you want me to read them through once more? All right. First number was 824,987, 73,647, 22,201, 431,812, 9,989, and the last one, 2,822. Jesus, why don't you start?
First one is 824,987.
Very good. Annabelle?
73,647.
And 47 again.
73,647.
And 47. Very good. Jessica?
22,201.
Very good. Annabelle?
831,012.
Very good. Repeat the whole number.
431,812.
Very good. How do you say, what is it, the prototypical red sports car that comes to your mind when I talk about a red prototypical fast, extremely expensive sports car? What do you think about? ¿Qué coche se te viene a la mente?
Un Ferrari.
¿Un?
Ferrari.
¿En inglés?
Ferrari.
Ferrari. I want that R in this number. So it's 431,812. I don't want 431,812. All right. I want 431,812. Go.
431,812.
Very good. Jesus.
9,989.
Mm-hmm. And the last one, Jessica?
2,202.
No. Nope. No.
No.
It's 2,822. Okay. Repeat.
2,822.
Very good. All right. No money for me. Fine then. All right. The next thing that we're going to do is drill number 99. If you check in the book, if you check in the English O'Clock book, you'll see that drill number 99 is divided in four sections. All right. So the first verb that we looked at was point at. The second one was look at. The third one was listen to. And today we're going to do talk to. So we have two ats and two twos. Point at, look at, listen to, talk to. All right. So talk to yourself, Annabelle. Talk to yourself. Go. Talk to yourself.
I'm talking to me.
I'm talking to myself, you mean.
I'm talking to myself.
Talking, no. Talking is an author. Talking.
I'm talking to myself.
Very good. So what are you doing?
I'm talking to myself.
Very good. What is she doing?
She's talking to herself.
Very good. Talk to me, Jesus. Talk
I'm
to me.
I'm talking to you.
Very good. All right. What are you doing? You're talking to me. Very good. Talk to yourselves. Talk to yourselves. What are you doing?
We are talking to ourselves.
Very good. We're talking to ourselves. To ourselves. Very good. Let's all talk to ourselves. Let's all talk to ourselves. What are we doing, Annabelle? What are we doing?
We are talking to themselves.
No, we're talking to ourselves. Yes, we're talking to ourselves. Tell me to talk to myself.
Talk to yourself.
All right, Julia, what are you going to do this afternoon? What am I doing?
You're talking to yourself.
You're talking to yourself. Very good. Talking to yourself, by the way, is a very effective way to learn a language. Because if you're on your own, and you want to practice English, for example. In my case, it was Spanish. I want to practice Spanish. And I just started talking to myself. Just random short sentences that I could say, that I could grammatically say, you know, correct grammar. And this is how I got comfortable with myself, with listening to myself speaking Spanish. And it really helped me when I had to speak to someone listening to me. Listening to myself speaking Spanish was not the typical moment of, oh my God, you sound terrible, you know? I was used to it. So if you can, on your way home in the car, for example, you can, while driving or, I don't know, walking quietly, you don't have to scream, you know, out loud what you did, but you can say, I'm walking home when I get home, or I'm driving home when I get home. I'm going to eat. But what am I going to eat? I don't know. What do I feel like eating? I feel like eating pasta. All right, I'm going to eat pasta. And so you practice not only a grammatical structure, but you also practice listening to yourself when speaking English. But anyways, we're going to continue drill number 99 right after the break. So don't you go anywhere.
Del programa English O'Clock te está ofreciendo este programa. ¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EMIP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Conoce más sobre el máster. Apúntate a la próxima sesión informativa en Madrid, Valencia y Barcelona. Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaugan.com. Baugan presenta la píldora del inglés.
Sala de juntas.
Boardroom.
Sala de reuniones.
Meeting room.
Comedor.
Dining room.
Habitación de invitados.
Guest room.
Probador.
Fitting room.
¿A qué hora sale la junta directiva de la sala de juntas?
What time is the board of directors coming out of the boardroom?
¿Puedes salir de la sala de reuniones un segundo? Es urgente.
Can you come out of the meeting room for a second? It's urgent.
Todo el mundo está saliendo del comedor ahora.
Everyone's coming out of the dining room now.
Entra en la habitación de invitados. Es preciosa.
Come into the guest room. It's beautiful.
No puedes entrar al probador conmigo. Es muy pequeño.
You can't come into the fitting room with me. It's really small.
La jefa es la que está saliendo de la sala de juntas ahora mismo.
The boss is the one coming out of the boardroom right now.
Sue, de ella. Novela nueva sale el mes que viene.
Her new novel is coming out next month.
No entres, por favor. No estamos listos.
Don't come in, please. We're not ready.
¿Por qué sale ella del probador con una bolsa de más?
Why is she coming out of the fitting room with an extra bag?
Comeremos cuando todos los invitados salgan de sus habitaciones.
We'll eat when all the guests come out of their rooms.
Lecciones, noticias, entrevistas, curiosidades, promociones y todas las novedades de Grupo Baugan. Síguenos en Twitter, @baugan_radio o @grupobaugan y en facebook.com/grupobaugan. Conéctate, síguenos.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
¿Qué es el inglés para tus hijos?
A los míos les encanta. Lo ven como un juego, una forma de comunicarse con sus amigos.
Pues el mío mayor se le da fatal. Mira que me pongo con él y nada. Si es que no le entran, los idiomas no son lo suyo.
La forma en la que les enseñan de pequeños les marcará toda la vida en su relación con el idioma. Por eso, en nuestro Club Junior somos muy conscientes de eso. Por eso, con nosotros, las niñas y los niños aprenden divirtiéndose. Adquieren el idioma de forma natural. Reciben una atención mucho más personalizada que la del colegio. Y, en definitiva, acaban adorando el inglés. En el Club Junior de Vaughan damos clases en grupos reducidos desde los 4 hasta los 17 años. Si realmente te importa el inglés de tus hijos, solicita más información sobre el Club Junior en grupovaughan.com.
El 18 y 19 de julio, por la tarde, te esperamos en Bilbao, en el taller gratuito para toda la familia. Infórmate en nuestra delegación de Bilbao.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We're on drill number 99 and on the section number 4. Okay, so Annabelle, tell Jessica to talk to herself.
Jessica, talk to yourself.
Talk.
Talk.
There is no, there is, if you see it written, there is an L, but you never say that. It's never talk. Talk.
You are talk yourself.
Talk to?
To herself.
Talk to yourself. Tell her to talk to herself.
Jessica, talk to yourself.
Yeah, talk to yourself. Very good. What is she doing?
She's talking to herself.
Very good. Jessica, tell Jesus to talk to you and you talk to Jesus. What are you guys doing?
We are talking to each other.
You're talking to each other. Very good. Annabelle, are you talking to yourself right now?
No, I'm not talking to myself.
You're not doing what?
No, I'm not talking to myself.
You're not talking to yourself. Very good. Jessica, talk to Annabelle and point at yourself. What are you doing?
I'm talking to Annabelle and pointing at myself.
Mm-hmm. Talk to yourself and point at Annabelle. What are you doing?
I'm talking to myself and pointing at Annabelle.
Very good. Jessica, talk to Annabelle and point at Annabelle. What are you doing?
I'm pointing and talking to Annabelle.
Very good. Talk to yourself and point at yourself. What are you doing?
I'm talking to myself and pointing at myself.
Very good. Jesus, tell Annabelle to talk to Jessica and tell Jessica to talk to Annabelle.
Annabelle, talk to Jessica and tell Jessica to talk to you.
No, you're supposed to tell Jessica that. You're supposed to tell Annabelle to talk to Jessica, and you're supposed to tell Jessica to talk to Annabelle.
Annabelle, talk to Jessica each other.
No. No, that was wrong. That was really wrong. We would never say that.
Yeah, es que me suena mal.
Yeah. Tell Annabelle to talk to Jessica, and then tell Jessica to talk to Annabelle.
Annabelle, talk to Jessica. Jessica, talk to Annabelle.
That's it. Very good. What is he telling you?
He's telling us to talk each other.
To talk to each other.
To each other.
Again.
He's telling us to talk to each other.
Very good. So what are you doing, Annabelle?
We are talking. Talking to each other.
Yes, you're talking to each other. Very good. Jessica, tell Jesus to talk to you and point at himself.
Talk to me and point at yourself. Very good. What are you doing?
I'm talking to him, pointing at myself.
Very good. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to, Annabelle?
You are talking to me.
Are you talking to me? But I'm not only talking to you. I'm talking to...
Ah, okay. You are talking to ourselves.
No.
Them.
No. To?
Us.
To us. Yes, you're talking to us. ¿Estás hablando con nosotros?
You are talking to us.
Very good. And are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you and Annabelle talking to each other?
No, we aren't.
All right, very good. Are we talking to each other or are we talking to ourselves?
We are talking to each other.
Very good. And tell Jesus to talk to you.
Jesus talk to me.
What?
Jesus talk.
Talk.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to talk to her.
Very good. So what does she want him to do?
She wants him to talk to him.
To talk to?
Her.
Yes. She wants him to talk to her. Very good. Very good. All right. We're going to jump over to drill number 82. We're doing sentences 21 to 30. And it's just simple questions with near and far from. And I want you to give me the entire answer. So, is Lincoln near Omaha or far from Omaha? Jessica.
Lincoln is near to?
Nope.
No, near Omaha.
Yes. No preposition. Yeah. It's near. That's the only thing. Está cerca. No está cerca A, no está cerca de. Está cerca. So, Lincoln is near Omaha. And is Denver near Atlanta or far from Atlanta?
It's far from Atlanta.
Very good. Is Hamburg near Hanover or far from Hanover?
It's near Hanover. No.
Yes, it's near Hanover. Very good. Very good. And is London near Brighton or far from Brighton?
It's near Brighton.
It's near Brighton. Very good. And is Beijing near Shanghai or far from Shanghai?
It's far from Shanghai.
Very good. Is Pisa near Florence or far from Florence?
It's near Florence.
Very good. And is Rome near Milan or far from Milan?
It's far from Milan.
Very good. And is Florence near Siena or far from Siena?
It's far. No, it's near Siena.
Very good. And is Paris near Monaco or far from Monaco?
It's far from Monaco.
Very good. And is Oporto near Alicante or far from Alicante?
It's far from Alicante.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let's take a look at drill number 84. Also, sentences 31 to 40. So tell Annabelle to brush her teeth slowly.
Annabelle, brush your teeth slowly.
What is he telling you?
He's telling me to brush slowly.
To brush what?
Brush my teeth slowly.
Very good. Tell Jesus to turn on the air conditioning.
Jesus, turn on the air conditioner.
What conditioning?
Conditioning.
What is she telling you?
She's telling me to turn on the air conditioning.
Very good. Tell Jessica to pass you a book.
Jessica, pass your book.
Pass me a book.
Pass me a book.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to pass her a book.
Very good. Annabelle, tell Jesus to put a piece of paper into the bin.
Jesus, put the paper.
Put a piece of paper.
Put a piece of paper on the bin.
Into the bin.
Into the bin. Jesus, put it.
Put a piece of paper.
Put a piece of paper into the bin.
Into the bin. Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to put a piece of paper into the bin.
Very good. Tell Jessica to put a piece of paper into the bin carefully.
Jessica, put a piece of paper into the bin carefully.
Very good. What is he telling you?
He's telling me to put a piece of paper into the bin carefully.
Very good. Tell Annabelle to pretend to eat.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Tell Annabelle to pretend to eat.
Annabelle, pretend to eat.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to pretend at me.
To pretend to?
To me.
To eat.
Ah, to eat.
To pretend, pretender a comer, de comer. Pretend to eat. Very good. Tell Jesus to pretend to eat quickly.
Jesus, pretend eat.
Pretend to eat?
Pretend to eat quickly.
What is she telling you?
She's telling me to pretend to eat quickly.
Very good. Tell Jessica to ask me a question.
Jessica, ask Julia a question.
Again?
A question. Jessica, ask Julia.
Yes. What can you ask?
A question.
Yeah, a question. Very good. What is he telling you?
He's telling me to ask you a question.
Yes, he's telling you to ask you a question. Very good. And Jessica, tell Annabelle to tell you how old she is.
Annabelle, tell me how old are you?
How old you are.
Annabelle, tell me how old you are.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to ask...
To tell her
how old she...
No, how old?
I am.
Yes.
Okay.
Again.
She's telling me to tell her how old I am.
How old I am. Very good. Very good. And the last one, tell Jesus to sit up straight.
Sit up straight.
What is she telling you?
She's telling me.
Bueno, ahora tosemos todos. Ahora tosemos sorry. Todos.
She's telling me to sit straight.
To sit up straight.
She's telling me to sit up straight.
Very good. I don't know if you guys did it. I most certainly did. When my parents were practicing the math with me, so it was like 5 times 5, and I was like... 25. Like 4 times 9. 36. every single time they asked me a question, I was like, anyways, we're going to do translation booklet number 2, and we're going to do list number 9, which goes like this. Están haciendo algo. Están haciendo algo.
They are doing something.
Contract?
They're doing something.
Very good. Estoy jugando, Anabel.
I'm playing.
Mm-hmm. Estamos descansando.
We are resting.
Very good. Estoy comiendo con mis padres.
I'm eating with my
parents. Parents. Very good. Why are you laughing?
Porque ya estoy bien.
Él me está enseñando su uniforme.
He's showing me his uniform.
Very good. Están viniendo ahora.
They're coming.
They are coming now. Yes, contract.
They're coming now.
Very good. Estoy empezando una nueva vida.
I'm starting a new life.
Very good. Estamos escuchando la radio. Careful. Just saying.
We are listening the radio.
Mm-mm.
To radio.
To the radio. We're listening to the radio.
We are listening to the radio.
Very good. It's listen to, talk to, point at, and look at. Ella me lo está trayendo ahora mismo.
She is bringing it to me.
Mm-hmm. Ahora mismo.
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
Again.
She is bringing it to me right now.
Very good. ¿Están mirándome?
Are they looking at me?
Very good. ¿Por qué están escribiendo eso?
Why are they writing... That.
Very good. Estoy grabando un CD.
I'm recording a CD.
Very good. Estamos buscando un piso.
I'm looking...
Estamos.
We are looking at...
Mm-mm.
I'm looking to...
Buscando, no mirando. Estamos buscando.
For.
Yes.
We are looking for a flat.
Very good. Did you say 4? Did she say 4?
She said...
Very good. Very good, Annabelle.
I just
looking
vocalized.
For... Remember not to give it away. They have to learn it. ¿Por qué estás esperándoles?
Why are you waiting for them?
Why are you waiting for them? Very good. Creo que ella está hablando alemán.
I think she's speaking German.
Yes, I think she's speaking German. Very good. ¿Con quién está hablando ella?
Why? No. Who's she talking?
Talking what? Chicos, no, es que de verdad, me estáis cabreando. No se dicen las cosas, que tiene que saberlo ella sola. Dejadle el momento de pillarlo. Es que si siempre se lo vais a decir, no lo va a pillar. So please, don't give it away. ¿Con quién está hablando ella?
Who is she talking to?
Who is she talking to? Very good. Me lo estoy pasando bien.
I'm having fun.
Very good, I'm having fun. Or I'm having a good...
Time.
A good time. Very good. ¿A dónde van?
Where are they going?
Very good. Él está abriendo la caja con cuidado.
He's opening the box carefully.
Carefully. Very good. Está lloviendo.
It's raining.
Very good. No está nevando.
It's not snowing.
Very good. Están lavándolo porque está sucio.
They are washing it because it's dirty.
Very good. Él me lo está dando porque es mío.
He's giving to me.
He's giving what to you?
He's giving it to me.
Mm-hmm. Porque es mío.
Because it's mine.
Because it's mine. Very good. Están alojándose en ese hotel.
They are staying at that hotel.
Very good. Hotel.
Hotel.
Very good. Estás bebiendo mucho.
You are drinking too much.
No, it's not drinking.
You are drinking.
What? You're drinking what? Estás bebiendo mucho.
You're drinking much.
A lot. You're drinking a lot. Repeat, you're drinking a lot.
You're drinking a lot.
Yes. All right, negative questions. We're going to do block number two in the negative questions section. I'm going to give you a simple negative statement, and you're going to ask me why something isn't happening. All right, so she isn't here today, Jessica.
Why isn't she here today?
Very good. She doesn't go there. She doesn't go there. Ask me why not. She doesn't go there.
Why doesn't she go there?
Allí. Ella no va allí. ¿Por qué no va allí? Why doesn't she go there? Very good. We don't play with them.
Why don't we play with them?
Very good. You don't walk the dog. You don't walk the dog.
Why don't go...
Who?
Who?
No.
Dog. Dog.
The sentence is, you don't walk the dog. Tú no paseas el perro. ¿Por qué no paseas tú el perro?
Why don't you...
That's it.
The dog.
Walk?
Walk the dog.
Why don't you walk the dog? Very good. I don't clean the house.
Why don't you clean the house?
Very good. They don't wash the dishes.
Why don't they wash the dishes?
Very good. We don't fry the meat. We don't fry the meat.
Why don't fry...
Why don't you...
Why don't you fry the meat?
Fry.
Fry.
The meat.
The meat.
Very good.
Why don't you fry the meat?
Very good. I don't water the plants.
Why don't you water the plants?
Very good. We don't speak Japanese.
Why don't you speak Japanese?
Very good. Japanese.
Japanese.
Again.
Why don't you speak Japanese?
Japanese.
Why don't you speak Japanese?
That's it. Very good. He doesn't practice every night. He doesn't practice every night.
Why doesn't...
La persona ahora. He doesn't practice every night.
Why don't he...
Why doesn't...
Why doesn't he practice Japanese?
Every night.
Every night.
Yeah, Japanese was the last question. Very good. I'm not tall.
Why aren't you tall?
Very good. She isn't saying anything.
Why isn't she saying anything?
Why isn't she saying anything? Very good. They aren't talking on the phone.
Why aren't they talking on the phone?
Very good. Why aren't they talking on the phone? Very good. We aren't having breakfast. We aren't having breakfast.
Why aren't you having breakfast?
Breakfast. Very good. Why aren't you having breakfast? Very good. I don't have a grocery list.
Why don't you have a grocery list?
Grocery list.
A grocery list.
Very good. What is a grocery list?
La lista de la compra.
La lista de la compra. That's right. Very good. All right. You can choose. What do you want to do? Do you want to do the Michael Johnson text or vocabulary booklet number two?
Vocabulary book number two.
All right, we're going to do Michael Johnson then. So, pay attention. I'm going to read you about the spectacularly interesting life of Michael Johnson. And then I'm going to ask you about 70 questions. All right. If we don't finish it today, we're going to continue doing it tomorrow. So, Michael Johnson is 14 years old. He lives with his parents and sister in Lincoln, Nebraska. He goes to a public school 10 minutes from his house by car. His sister goes to a different school 3 blocks from his. Michael is in the 9th grade and he studies math, science, history, English, speech, and music. He plays the trumpet in music class, but he isn't a member of the school band because he doesn't have time to practice with the band after school. School starts at 9 o'clock. Michael gets to school a little early because his father takes him every day and leaves him there at 8:40. Michael spends the 20 minutes before his first class talking with some of his friends. Lunch is at 12, and Michael usually eats a sandwich and a bowl of soup and drinks a Coke. His mother doesn't like this, so Michael tells his mother that he drinks milk for lunch. His class is in the afternoon and at 3:30. So his class is in the afternoon and at 3:30. Michael is a member of the football, basketball, and baseball teams at the school. He is a good athlete. He's fast and strong. He plays football in the fall between September and December. He plays basketball in the winter between January and April. And he plays baseball in the spring. He is a very popular boy because he's good at sports. He's intelligent, but he doesn't work very hard in class and he doesn't spend much time on his homework. His teachers like him, but they tell his parents that he needs to think more about his studies and less about sports. All right. Do you guys remember everything about the fascinating life of Michael Johnson? Is there a vocabulary word that you don't understand that you need to clear up what it means? Everything clear? What is block? What is a block?
Manzana.
Manzana, that's right. Very good. All right, so Michael Johnson, the first question is Michael 12 years old? And remember, Jesus, please answer only the question. Only the question. No further information.
I try.
All right, please do. So is Michael 12 years old?
Yes, he is.
No, Annabelle?
¿Cuántos?
12.
No, he's not.
He's not. Very good. How old is he?
He's 14.
He's 14. Very good. Does he live alone?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Very good. Who does he live with?
He lives with his parents.
And? His parents and?
And his sister.
And his sister. Very good. Does he live in Kansas, Annabelle?
No, he isn't.
Does he live in Kansas?
No, he doesn't.
Very good. Where does he live?
He lives in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Very good. Does he go to a private school? Does he go to a private school?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Very good. What kind of school does he go to?
He goes to a public school.
He goes to a public school. Very good. Is the school far from his house?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Is it near or far from his house, Jesus?
It's near his house.
Yes, it's near his house. Very good. And how far is it from his house by car? How far is the school from Michael's house by car?
10 minutes.
Yes, it's
10 minutes.
From
the school.
From his house?
From his house. To school.
Very good. And does his sister go to the same school?
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. Very good. Does she go to the same school or to a different one?
She goes to a different one.
Very good. Is his school far from his sister's school?
No, he doesn't.
No, it?
It doesn't.
It isn't.
It isn't.
No, it isn't. Very good. How far is it from his sister's school?
His sister's school is three blocks far from his brother's school.
From his school. Yes. So his sister's school, it's only 3 blocks away. Okay. It's only 3 blocks away. Very good. And is Michael in the eighth grade? Is he in the eighth grade? Jesus?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. What grade is he in?
He is in ninth grade.
He's in ninth grade. That's right. Ninth grade, that's where what he's doing right now. Very good. Does he study only 3 subjects?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. How many subjects does he study? How many subjects does he study?
He studies 5 subjects.
6 subjects. 6 subjects. Does he study speech and music?
Yes, he does.
Very good. What other 4 subjects does he study? So we have speech, music,
math,
and
science.
Very good. 2 more.
History and English.
That's right. Very good. Does he play a musical instrument in music class?
Yes, he does.
Very good. Does he play the clarinet?
No, he doesn't.
What musical instrument does he play?
He plays trumpet.
He plays a trumpet.
He plays a trumpet.
Very good. Is he a member of the school band?
No, he doesn't.
Is he a member of the school band?
No, he isn't.
Very good. Why not? Jesus, why not? Why isn't he a member of the school band?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't have time enough.
Yes, he doesn't have enough time.
Enough time, yes. After school.
Very good, because he does other stuff. Very good. And does the band practice before school, Annabelle? Does the band practice before school?
Yes. No, no, he doesn't.
No, it?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. The band doesn't practice before school. Very good. And when does the band practice? Jesus. If it doesn't practice before school, it practices?
After school.
Very good. It practices after school. Give me the full sentence.
He practices.
It practices, the band.
It practices after school.
After school. Very good. And does school start at 9:30?
No, it doesn't.
What time does school start? Jesus.
It starts at 9 o'clock.
It starts at 9 o'clock. Very good. And does Michael often get to school late?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Very good. When does he get to school?
He gets to school at 8:40.
At 8:40, very good. And why does he get to school a little early? Why does he get to school a little early?
Because his father needs to go to work at 9 o'clock.
Well, his father leaves him at school a little bit early. let's just say that. And how often does his father take him to school? How often does his father take him to school? How often? Jessica?
Every day?
Yeah, he takes him to school every day. Every day. All right, very good. So we don't have time to finish, but we will finish tomorrow. But I wanted to know how you say bitzo in English. How do you say bitzo?
Bug.
Bug, that's bug. Right. How do you spell it?
B-U-G.
B-U-G, that's right. Thank you guys out there for listening. Have a fantastic afternoon, and we see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ha ofrecido este programa.
De estancia en el extranjero concentrada, eso es Vaughan Town. Más de 70 horas con un programa